Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick preaches parish missions as part of the Thomas More Center, based in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, If We Die With Jesus, We Will Rise With Him.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am going away. You will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. The Jews said to one another, Will he kill himself? Is that what he means by saying, Where I am going, you cannot come? Jesus went on, You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I've told you already, you will die in your sins. Yes, if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, Who are you? Jesus answered, What I have told you from the outset, about you I have much to say and much to condemn. But the one who sent me is truthful, and what I have learnt from him I declare to the world. They failed to understand that he was talking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself. What the Father has taught me is what I preach. He who sent me is with me, and he has not left me to myself. For I always do what pleases him. As he was saying this, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. I come from a large family, mostly boys. We argued a great deal amongst ourselves. It drove my mother crazy. I once asked her what she wanted for a birthday present, and she replied, What I most want is for all of you to stop arguing. I think we did it mostly to prove our superiority, to put each other down. We didn't all argue, but I certainly did. I know now it is not the way God wishes me to behave. In John's Gospel, there is a long section where Jesus is arguing with the Pharisees, the Jews. They were a group who loved to argue about the law in the Hebrew Scriptures. For them, keeping the law made them perfect and holy. So the smallest details had to be kept. They weren't concerned about what was more or less important. Anyone dying who had not kept the law in its smallest detail would be punished by God. Jesus did not like arguing, and he certainly did not like the petty ways of the Pharisees. However, they did believe in life after death, something not commonly believed by the Jewish people. So Jesus had that in common with the Pharisees. Jesus believed that when we die, we will live with God and one another for all eternity. So this was why the Pharisees argued with him, and he wanted to show them the goodness of God, far more important than petty laws. In John's Gospel, Jesus also knew that he was God, the Son of Man who would be cruelly put to death. We can easily get lost in the story of Jesus arguing with the Pharisees. That is a useless discussion. But the truth of what Jesus is saying is a powerful, wonderful story. All who die with him will rise with him, and heaven, the home of God, is our destiny. This is what we are asked to do during this holy time we call Passion Tide each year. We want to become more and more like Jesus, walking with him to his death, so that we can share his glory, his life in heaven. It is not a matter of arguing with one another, trying to be superior, but graciously accepting God's love and forgiveness through Jesus, given lovingly to everyone. That is also the message we share with anyone who will listen. Thanks for listening. Thank you.